Yesterday, you heard my homily, if you listen to the program, and you can also hear it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And it is always my position that Thomas did not doubt. He was angry, and therefore he refused to believe. That's a little different than doubt. Now, because doubt is, you know, you're telling me Jesus resurrected from the dead, but, you know, you actually expecting me to believe that? Because I think that's a little bit over the edge, if you guys don't mind me saying that. You know, it's a famous statement of a guy who I think he used to work for Billy Graham. And he left as an atheist and one of the things he said is, no, I don't believe Jesus resurrected from the dead because people do not resurrect. Now, my response to that is always, that's why it's called the resurrection. Obviously, I believe Jesus resurrected from the dead, but you have to understand that that's what doubt is. Doubt is, I'm not so sure. Thomas refused to believe. That's not doubt. That is refusing to believe. Yeah, you're telling me he resurrected from the dead? Well, I'm going to tell you I'm not going to believe that until I put my fingers in his hands and his hands in his side. You got that? When that happens, yeah, I'll believe. But I'm not believing now because you know why? Messiahs don't die on the cross. Have a good day. That's really more closer to Thomas's attitude. It was that whole, not believing because he wasn't supposed to die on the cross. So we understand that. And as I said, the real reality was Thomas was thinking too small. Well, I'm going through Medium. And Medium, you know, Medium.com is a website of writers. It's a lot of people describe it as YouTube for writers. And I'm a writer and I write on Medium, among other places. And one of the things that you will notice is people will say about Medium is it leans left. It leans left. I don't know if leaning would be the right term. I think it would be more uses their left hand to hold themselves up from falling to the ground type left. It's very leftist. And it's just the way it is. I'm not a leftist at all, but I like to write. And it's the only website that you can actually write like that. And there are people who are solid Catholics. There are people who are not on the left who do, in fact, write on Medium, but they're not as promoted as such as myself. I'm not as promoted, hardly promoted as much as someone who has a leftist position, but I like to write, so I leave it at that. So anyway, so there are a lot of people on Medium who refuse to believe, very similar to Thomas, and some of the responses that you will have, or not so much responses, some of the articles you will have are things like how God does not answer their prayers, so how can they be believers, because they don't see their prayers being answered. And that goes back to Thomas. Because why did Thomas refuse to believe? Because Jesus didn't fit his model. Why are people saying God is not answering my prayers? Because God is not answering in ways that fit their model. And that's important to understand. But God is not going to answer your prayers on your terms because that doesn't make any sense. It would be kind of like if you are a father of a child and the child wants, I don't know, I'll give you a classic example. A child wants a chocolate cake for breakfast. And you know that wouldn't be a healthy thing for the child. So even though the child says, look, I want breakfast and chocolate cake is food, so I want chocolate cake for breakfast, you coming from a bigger perspective realize, well, you know, interesting idea, but I'm not going to give you what you want because in the long run, it's not good for you. But I will give you breakfast. I'll just give you something else. So do you see that difference? Well, God is like that. When he answers prayers, as we see in the resurrection, he answers on his terms, not on our terms. And our terms are often too small. They're often too small. So when we say, this is what we want, God's saying, I know what you want, but I also know what you need. And what you need actually is bigger than what you think you need. And what you want is too small compared to what you need. So you've got that understanding that people are saying, yeah, but I expected God to answer my prayer. And you're, and others can look and say, actually, he did. You just didn't see it because it's not this like secret thing that happened. No, it's like this is what you needed and you were focused on what you wanted. I guess a good example, the best example that I can think of, big, huge example, for example, is the case of when I was in tremendous amount of debt, because you see, I'm kind of entrepreneurial and things kind of spun out of control. And, you know, I prayed. I needed to get out of debt and I prayed. Now, what's the immediate response you can expect if you get out of debt? Then all of a sudden something will come by that'll help you, or you may win a lottery ticket. Either way, it'll get you out of debt. Well, instead, I ended up being connected to Dave Ramsey's program, and I am out of debt. I am debt-free, but I also learned the skills of how to be debt-free. So getting out of debt wouldn't have helped. I needed to know the skills. And so did God answer my prayers? Yes, he did. Did he answer them the way I expected? No, he didn't. So these are some of the things you have to look at. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget that website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And I have a new thing there. It's right on the front page. When you just go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, you don't have to go anywhere else, just right there. You're going to see in the middle of the page a link to what the notes are from my homily. Now, I will update that when I do new research for the next week's homily, but right now, as I'm speaking, they might have changed by the time this airs, but as I'm speaking are the notes from last week's homily that you heard yesterday. So if you want to look at the notes, and they're all just basically clippings from different documents I go through. And what I'm fascinated, I had, I think, 11 pages of notes on a Microsoft Word, 11 pages of notes, and I quoted one sentence. But I'll go through all of these to figure out what my understanding, how I'm going to preach. So a lot of that was background, but I only, out of all those 11 pages in my 1,000 words, I quoted one sentence. And that's from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which reminds us that the ordained priesthood is there to serve the baptismal priesthood. If you are not ordained, but you are baptized Catholic, you are part of the baptismal priesthood. I am ordained, therefore I'm part of the ordained priesthood, and my job is to help you live your faith in the marketplace. So I want to get back to what I was saying there about prayer. So what you'll often hear is you'll say people will not believe in God because God does not match their understanding. Just what Thomas did, does not match their understanding of who God should be and how God should act. But in fact, what we have to do is kind of let go of all that. And when we pray, we want God's answers to come the way he answers us, the way he feels the answer should be, not the way we do. I always give the example, I don't know if I've done this too many times, but I've always given the example of the three-sided cage, and it really fits so well. It's the person who is praying that God helps them out of their cage, and they're holding the doors and they're shaking the doors and they're saying, you know, send someone with a key to open this cage. And everyone is looking at this saying, doesn't this guy know that there's only three sides on that cage? He just has to turn around and walk out and he's fine. But he or she wants to get out just that one way. They're just focused on that one thing, so they can't see the bigger picture. Well, it's the same thing. When we ask God to answer our prayers, that's one of the things that happens. We say, if you're going to answer my prayers, this is the way you're going to answer them. And God's going to say, no, that's not going to work. This is how I will answer them. And that's the way God answers our prayers in ways that we may not fully understand. One of the classic examples, and this used to be taught by Father Rufus Pereira, who he's passed away now, but he was a powerful exorcist. As a matter of fact, he's spoken in Framingham, powerful exorcist from India, and a really great, powerful man of healing and preaching and even exorcism. There was a Indian priest told me that he had seen him walk down the street and, you know, people were exorcised as he walked by, just happened to be walking by. So a really powerful guy, obviously not something we see every day. And maybe I can better way to put it, not something we want to see every day, but we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, he said, you know, people are praying that another person will change because that other person is making their life so difficult. And he says, it's never going to work. You need to pray that you change. What is it in your life that needs to be changed? And he said, I've seen it so many times when someone changes their own life, the other person changes. So you see that. So God will speak to you and say, no, you need to change this first. Instead of me changing that person, you need to change this first. So that's another example of the way God can lead us to understand he's going to answer our prayers on his terms, not on ours. And if we only expect it on our terms, then we're going to say he doesn't answer prayers. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you at 3:00 in the afternoon here on WROL and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.